From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An anti-Islamic State coalition is expanded. Speaking to a summit in New York Tuesday on countering the Islamic State, President Obama warned the fight will be long, with successes as well as setbacks.
This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Mr. Obama said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. He announced Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the IS group in Iraq and Syria in what he called a long-term campaign that would involve both success and setback. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 people in five groups connected to the IS group with an aim of disrupting the militants' access to international financial system. In Burkina Faso, soldiers met little resistance Tuesday as they occupied a presidential guard barracks in the capital Ouagadougou following the guard's coup earlier this month. Witnesses reported bursts of gunfire as soldiers moved in. The presidential guard, known as the RSP, took the interim president, Michel Kafando, the prime minister, and several cabinet officials captive on September 16, named General Gilbert Diendera as leader of the junta. Diendera appeared on a local radio station and asked that his men lay down their weapons. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting raged near the Kunduz City Airport Tuesday as Afghan National Security Forces, backed by U.S. airstrikes, engaged in a counteroffensive to wrest control of the northern city taken by the Taliban the day before. A Taliban spokesman and residents in Kunduz told VOA heavy fighting began near the airport late on Tuesday after Taliban fighters staged a major attack on the complex where government forces retreated Monday. Joda Blank is a RAND Corporation South Asia analyst.
It's in a part of the country that is predominantly Tajik and Uzbek, but Kunduz itself and the area around the city has a lot of pockets of Pashtun population that have been very historically sympathetic to the Taliban.
President Ashraf Ghani told reporters in Kabul that national forces have made quick advances and retook control of several buildings. He said airstrikes have inflicted heavy casualties on the opposition, insisting Taliban insurgents are using residents as human shields. The Palestinian president is promising a bombshell announcement when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. Mahmoud Abbas also has taken part in a ceremony raising the Palestinian flag at the UN for the first time. Mr. Abbas said he has already briefed Arab and other international leaders on the content of his speech. He has put down rumors that he intends to cancel the 1993 Oslo Accords on the grounds they have failed to achieve a Palestinian state. The Palestinian leader has only said that his speech will focus on the Oslo Accords and what he calls Israeli violations of the agreements, including settlements and the demolition of Palestinian buildings. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba went on trial Tuesday at the International Criminal Court for obstructing justice after allegedly trying to influence witnesses to achieve an acquittal in his war crimes trial that has been underway since 2010. Fatou Bensouda is the ICC chief prosecutor.
We will demonstrate on the strength of our evidence how the accused engaged in a scheme to corruptly influence witnesses, to bribe them, to encourage or induce their false testimony, to coach their evidence illicitly, and to present that false evidence to a chamber of this court.
Bemba is accused of conspiring with others to coach witnesses and offer them pay for favorable testimony. He's also accused of orchestrating atrocities against civilians in 2002 when soldiers of his Movement for the Liberation of Congo militia intervened in neighboring Central African Republic. And Western embassies in Bangladesh are warning their citizens of terrorist attacks in the country after an Italian aid worker was shot in the Bangladesh capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.